This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Lee Elsie, thank you for opening up today's show. A lot of it was Lee Elsie, a lot of it was President Trump. Thank you, President Trump, for holding down the fort for Wayne Allen Root. That's always great to have Trump opening up your show. Did you know there was a report today in Talkers Magazine, which is the magazine of the talk show industry, that President Trump wanted to do a two-hour daily national radio talk show live with him taking nothing but questions from the audience, and he would take every single caller. He'd answer the phones himself. Kind of, an incredibly wonderful idea and an incredibly silly idea at the same time. Without Chris O'Sullivan is my board screener. Without Chris screening the calls, President Trump didn't want any screener. He wanted to pick up the phone and instantly answer every person. He has no idea what would happen, but I could tell him what would happen. It would have been, 99% of the calls would be people screaming, I hate you, F you, farting in the phone and telling him he's a Nazi and Hitler. So, yeah, Baba Booey, right, all the Howard Stern people. So you never, ever, ever want to answer the phone yourself, President Trump. You need a Chris O'Sullivan who screens the callers. And even once the callers are screened, you never, ever, ever want to talk live to the American people as President of the United States. That's silly. But I understand why you wanted to do it. I get it. And I thank you for the thought. It's a wonderful thought. And it's great that you opened my show today for all intents and purposes because we played Trump's press conference. And I was watching along, by the way, at home. And, look, we're trying to reopen the economy. Trying to reopen the economy. And the devil is always in the details. I cannot tell you yet whether I like this plan or hate this plan. I cannot tell you yet whether it means we're all reopening quickly or this is ridiculous and we're not going to get reopened until June or July. I can't yet tell. I know that President Trump pushes every day to reopen the economy. I know he can't wait to reopen the economy. I know he wishes we had never closed the economy. I love the guy, and I know that's what's on his mind. And I know this was all created by him with massive pushback and conflict with the doctors, like Fauci and Birx. I know none of them wanted this. I know they would have, if it was up to them, they would have kept it closed for God knows how long. So I always try and trust in Trump, but at the same time, it's not up to Trump. He's only the president. As funny as that sounds, only the president. All he could do is say, I say do things this way. And whether they ever get done that way, I don't know. Because he wants small business to get all the money. And small business hasn't gotten all the money. And it's been a disaster so far. President Trump isn't there. He doesn't design the website. And when you can't get on with each state's unemployment system, that's not President Trump. It's got nothing to do with him. And if he says, let's reopen the country, and most of it doesn't reopen that quickly, that's not up to him. He said reopen it. He left it up to the governors, and he leaves it up to the doctors to some extent, testing. But how quick it happens is going to be up to the people who carry it out. So I don't know yet whether this is good or bad. I know it's better. It's better than California. I know that. I know it's a lot better than California. That I could tell you. In any case, I want to read you something, because, again, it's too soon for me to read every detail of what Trump just announced and what Fauci just announced and what Birx just announced. I watched them. I still don't know what it really means. But I do know parts of America will open fairly quickly, certainly by May 1st or May 15th. I know that Vegas is getting ready to reopen. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But I want to open the show by reading you an article from an Israeli professor who shows the virus follows a fixed pattern. I don't know why this doesn't get to President Trump. I don't know why this doesn't get to Fauci or Birx. I don't know why this doesn't get to the most important doctors and scientists in America. I don't know why it doesn't get to the governors. I don't know why it doesn't get to the media, other than the media wants the economy to be closed. And they want President Trump to look terrible and the economy to collapse and there to be a Great Depression. But it's not in the media. And yet, it's such powerful news. Professor Yitzhak Ben Israel of Tel Aviv University who also serves on the Research and Development Advisory Board for Teva Pharmaceutical Industries, plotted the rates of new coronavirus infections of the United States, United Kingdom, Sweden, Italy, Israel, Switzerland, France, Germany, and Spain, and the numbers told a shocking story, or tell a shocking story. Irrespective of whether the country quarantined like Israel, which is even much more severe and strict than the United States, or went about business as usual like Sweden, it doesn't matter. Coronavirus peaked and subsided in the exact same way. In the exact same way. This is bizarre. His graphs show that all countries experienced identical coronavirus infection patterns, with the number of infected peaking in the sixth week and rapidly subsiding by the eighth week. The Wuhan virus follows its own pattern. He told an Israeli news agency, it is a fixed pattern that is not dependent on freedom, your freedom to walk around or not, or quarantine. There's a decline in the number of infections, even in countries who didn't close their economy and had no quarantines, and it's similar to the countries who did close. Is the coronavirus expansion exponential? The answer by the numbers is simple. No. Expansion begins exponentially, but fades quickly after 8 weeks. And the reason why coronavirus follows a fixed pattern is completely unknown. He said, I have no explanation. There's all kinds of speculation. Maybe it's climate related when it gets hot. Maybe the virus has its own cycle. And then he's asked, what about Italy? Because we've been told, you know, before it ever got here, oh my God, we're all going to die. Look at Italy. He was asked, what about Italy and their staggering 12% mortality rate? And he said, the health system in Italy has its own problems. I said this from day one. Wade Root, how do I know these things? I'm not a doctor. It has nothing to do with coronavirus, he said. In 2017, the Italian healthcare system collapsed because of the flu. Indeed, Israel's exceptionally high coronavirus mortality rate is eerily reminiscent of their unusually high flu mortality rate. Supportive of this theory, Germany has low flu infection and mortality rates, and also low coronavirus infection and mortality rates. So it's all about your healthcare system. Professor Yitzhak Ben-Ezra concludes in his analysis that the data from the past 50 days indicates that the closure policies of the quarantine countries can now be replaced by more moderate social distancing policies. The numbers simply do not support quarantine or economic closure. It's unbelievable. He says, on the reasonableness of Israel's strict quarantine and closure, he calls it unprecedented quarantine and closure. He commented to the news agency, I think it's mass hysteria. I have no other way to describe it. 4,500 people die each year from the flu in Israel because of complications. Why would you close the country because of that? No, I don't see a reason to do it because of a lower risk epidemic. He's saying this epidemic of coronavirus is a lower risk than the flu. And while American policies remain less restrictive than Israel, it's important to understand the origins of our own mass hysteria response. Again, I'm not saying President Trump didn't do something good today. He's certainly focused on reopening the economy. But again, he's letting the doctors who had the failed computer models be the driving forces here and be super cautious. President Trump urged a strong coronavirus response after consulting with Dr. Fauci and his team, who relied on a British model predicting 2.2 million deaths in the United States and 500,000 deaths in the UK. And that model was developed by Professor Niall Ferguson. No one told us this, who had a history of wildly overestimating death rates through his prediction models. Did you know that? I knew that his model was bad. I knew it was the reason for all this. I never knew he had a bad history. He's always a failure. Professor Ferguson was not known for his reliability. His 2001 disease model was criticized as not fit after it predicted up to 150,000 people could die in the UK from mad cow disease, and 177 died to date. He's predicted 150,000 would die from mad cow disease in 2001, and today, in 2020, 177 have died since that 19 years ago. Ferguson's coronavirus death prediction in the UK is now down to 20,000 people, 4% of the original prediction. Professor Yitzhak Ben-Israel mathematically shown that coronavirus closures were a mistake. Do you understand this? Americans lost their jobs. Millions. Tens of millions. Businesses went under. Millions. They're never going to reopen. People's life savings are gone, and they owe money to the bank. They're ruined for life at the age of 50, 60, and 70. All these countries acted on the chilling predictions of a severely flawed model, a reading of Professor Ferguson's tarot cards. Hindsight is 2020, so we have to be realistic with our criticism, he says. President Trump did not want 2.2 million Americans to die. He did what he thought was necessary to save our lives, relying on a model his advisors told him was trustworthy. But it doesn't mean he should continue the course, and he's trying his best to open it up. But these people, based on their lousy computer models, are still trying to make us go too cautiously. Why can't President Trump review Professor Yitzhak Ben Israel's research and take bold steps to free up the economy, open the economy, mitigate the damage to our economy now that we see the actual data that closing the economy is a giant error? It doesn't help. It doesn't help to close the economy. There's no reason when there's a terrible disease out there or illness out there. This now proves there's no reason to close the economy. The same amount of people would have gotten sick or died whether you closed it or not. And by the way, for all the people who are waiting for a vaccine, the vaccine, oh my God, the vaccine. First of all, I've never taken a flu shot in my life, and I've never gotten the flu. In the last 20 years, I've never had the flu, and I've never taken a flu shot. Every time I ask somebody, and I know it's not scientific study, but every time someone tells me I'm home with the flu, I go, did you get the flu shot? And they go, yeah, 2 weeks ago. How'd you know? So first of all, who says a vaccine works? Second of all, there's a mutation strain of coronavirus from India that could kill all current research efforts for a coronavirus vaccine. Did you know that? So the vaccine has almost no chance of working if there's a mutation in the strain. And that means all the work that's been done to date will be thrown in the garbage and they'll have to start over. And we all know the flu vaccines, as is, are always based on last year's model and next year it's mutated. So don't wait for a vaccine. A lot of silly things out there from very smart people. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Just a guy with a great gut instinct and a son of a butcher, and I seem to get it all right. By mistake, you know? I mean, who knew when I wrote that column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and I said the CDC gets everything wrong. Government computer models were always wrong. They predicted 1 million people would get Ebola in Africa, and it was under 30,000. But I didn't know there was a guy in England that Trump was basing his predictions on, and he said 2.2 million, and that was the same guy in the year 2000 predicted that... 150,000 Brits would die of mad cow disease, and so far it's 170 and counting. I mean, even I didn't know that. All these guys are the same. I went to Columbia University with them. They're all eggheads. They don't know anything about anything in the real world. They've got stupid computer models, and their computer models are frauds. But they've got such hysterical predictions, the media laps it up to make the ratings go up. And then I gave you this news about this Israeli professor who did the study, and there's no difference at all between a country that closes the economy and a country that doesn't close the economy. The coronavirus rates look exactly the same, the sickness rates, the death rates, and then the peak, and then when it starts to decline, all look almost eerily exactly the same. It doesn't matter if you close the economy or not. A little too late for millions of people that are starving in bread lines. A little too late for everyone on the Vegas Strip who lost their job. A little too late for every small business that's closed. A little too late for all the small businesses that are never going to reopen. A little too late for all the restaurants across America that are just completely screwed. It's just a disaster. Once you reopen, you don't think the restaurants are going to be asked, you know, you have a license for 150 seats. We're going to make sure you only keep 50 maximum. So how are you going to make a living? How are you going to pay the landlord? How are you going to pay your employees? You're not. So and they're all dead. Everybody's dead based on the stupidest decision in the history of the world. Who closes an economy over an invisible virus that isn't going to kill 2 million? It's going to kill a lot. Terrible. 50, 60,000, but that's how many, maybe. And by the way, now they're saying 50, 60, maybe it'll be 80. Well, 2 years ago, the flu killed 81,000 in America. 2017-18. The flu killed 81,000. Did we close every restaurant? Did we close America? Did we close schools? Did we close bars? Did we close nightclubs? Did we close gyms? No! And we shouldn't have done it this time. But the one thing we didn't do back then, because this is much, 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 much more contagious. That's a fact. So back then, we didn't close sporting events. And back then, we didn't close... we didn't ask all the older people and all the people most at risk, the sick people, anyone who's supposed to get the flu. It's aimed right at them. You're the target. We didn't tell them to stay quarantined in their homes. So this time we could have done that. Close sporting events, but let the players play. So you have it on TV with no fans. You could have done that at a worst case scenario. And you could have protected all the most at-risk people in society by making them quarantine and the rest of us go to work. Certainly you could have done that. You don't do that with the flu, right? But the flu isn't this contagious. I just don't get it. There's no difference between locking down the entire economy or not. So why didn't that news get to President Trump? Because they're blocking it from him, I guess. Sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. And I don't sleep as many hours anymore. I only need about 5 hours sleep at the most each night instead of 6, 7, or 8. I personally believe this stuff works. The skin gel, silver skin gel, has made my skin look the best of my life. And, you know, even though I say I haven't been sick in 4 years, I haven't had the flu in 4 years, every time I have a little bit of a cough, I don't know if that's allergy or a cold is starting. I don't know. I just know that I immediately pop a mega dose of vitamin C and a mega dose of probiotic and a mega dose of garlic, right? And then I take my silver. And I take like four times more than usual of all of those, and then there is no cold that ever comes out. So is that true for everyone? I don't know. Will it work for you? I sure hope so. Make sure you say Wayne Allyn Root sent you. There's no promises in this world. There's certainly no cure for coronavirus. Nobody ever said that on this show, ever. But I know you want to boost your immune system for colds and for any other illness that's out there. And I know this stuff has worked for me. That's all I can tell you. Call toll-free at 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off. Mydoctorsuggest.com, promo code ROOT, get 20% off, or call them, tell them you love the Wayne Allyn Root Show, toll-free 866-660-9868. We don't make promises on this show. There are no cures, but I know there are things that have the potential to really help you, or I wouldn't allow them on the show. Simple as that. I try them all myself. I'm the guinea pig. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is unveiling plans to start reopening the economy, which President Trump says he hopes to do as soon as possible. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, the plan will call on governors to consider easing stay-at-home restrictions in phases. In a conference call with governors, the president said, "You're going to call your own shots." Don't look for a reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border anytime soon. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks more before a loosening of border restrictions can be considered.
There will be special thought given to this relationship, but at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
There are exemptions for the flow of trade and commerce. And President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention Liberty HealthShare because, listen, with all this going on today, this terrible health care crisis, you got to have something to protect you. Now, Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's not. But I think it's better. It is Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and that means you can sign up anytime. You don't have to wait till the signing window period. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. It starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying at Aetna. When I left Aetna 4 years ago, I can imagine it's much higher now. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then the one time in my life I ever got sick, because I just, you know, all of you know, I'm a vitamin enthusiast and I'm a workout guy, an hour a day hard, and I'm a organic food and a keto diet, and I just don't get sick. But I got kidney stones. And it was a $27,000 hospital bill last February. And guess who paid all of it? Liberty HealthShare. All of it. And so it's kind of amazing stuff. For me, they've been fabulous. And I keep hearing stories from all of you. They've been fabulous. It's not health insurance. I think it's better. Give them a call. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them I sent you. And you love my show, and I'm telling you, they'll treat you with kid gloves. And speaking of gloves, we got a former boxing champion up next. How do you like that segue? Former boxing champion Joey Gilbert, currently a practicing attorney in Reno, Nevada. He's been on the show before. He's making a return appearance, and he's got quite a story to tell us. Joey Gilbert, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for allowing me a venue to air out what is just a very disturbing situation taking place in Nevada. And what I'm talking about is this coronavirus problem that we're all experiencing. The fact
you mean the virus is the problem, or you mean the real problem is Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak? Because I think he's the problem. That's the problem. Is he won't let us take, or at least a lot of us, or he throws a lot of roadblocks in the way of getting your hands on hydroxychloroquine, which is the only treatment that so far seems to have a great success rate. And it's like a Democrat governor would rather let you die than announce that something worked that President Trump recommended. Isn't that the way it seems?
No, that's not the way it seems. That's the way it is. And let's just put this in true context. On March 23rd, the same day that Governor Sisolak banned hydroxychloroquine, the most effective treatment against defeating the coronavirus and its most deadly phases, which is the end, he bans it. Governor Herbert in Utah opens access to it and then spends $1 million purchasing raw materials. Right now, Utah has about 20 deaths. Nevada's pushing upward into the 140s. I believe by the end of the week, we'll be in the 160, 200 mark. And they're hiding a lot, too. They're not even telling you how many positives we have, because they're all getting crushed in these nursing homes and adult care facilities, dozens and dozens of tests a day, because they're not using this medication to get in front of it. So it's absolutely horrible. And we know it works, because the Democratic lawmaker from Michigan goes on TV and says, credits Trump for saving her life with hydroxychloroquine. That must have been the toughest words she ever uttered.
And Joey?
And Michigan governor ordering more.
Right. That's what I was going to say. The governor of Michigan banned it in Michigan when she saved her life. Yeah.
And Cuomo ordered more. And so
right
now, here we are. We're in a pandemic. We're in a crisis. People are dying. And they know. Now I know. I've got internal memorandum. They know that this thing has to be used early, what they call the therapeutic use window. You've got to get it as soon as there's a positive test or progressed symptoms. Otherwise, if they get to the hospital, guess what? It's game over. You get put on a ventilator, you got a 20% chance of coming off with coronavirus. And if you do, lung problems for life.
All right, so let me mention, because then we'll get to, I want to hear the story of your parents, but let me mention, there's a headline out there, and remember, I download a lot of stories, I'm not sure where I got it, it might have been the Las Vegas Review Journal, but it might be in a national publication. Las Vegas couple in their 80s who were infected with COVID-19 say hydroxychloroquine saved their lives. Elderly couple in the 80s, very sick. The media would rather Americans die from coronavirus than admit that hydroxychloroquine in conjunction with Z-Pak and in conjunction with zinc works. And this Las Vegas couple thought the virus would end their lives. Now they're all smiles, and they quote a Los Angeles doctor who says prescribing hydroxychloroquine in conjunction with zinc is seeing a 100% success rate with every patient he has treated suffering from coronavirus. Yes. Last thing, and I'll let you talk, Joey. Every patient I prescribed, he said, has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free, said Dr. Anthony Cardillo, CEO of Mend Urgent Care. That is the most amazing, strong words I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah. You can't get any better than that. You can't get any better. Here, look at it. Look at this. So again, like you said, we'll bring out my parents. My father, 70 years old. Gets this coronavirus. I'm not going to say he's a frontline doctor. He takes care of everybody in the state, and he gets it, and he's got 103 fever. He's got a splitting headache. He calls me, says 3 hours after taking the first dose of hydroxychloroquine, fever's gone, headache's gone. Next day he wakes up feeling like he's got a small sickness, but little tickle in his throat. And on the third day, he's walking the property.
Wow.
Okay, you have a 5-acre piece of property. So I've got a personal experience is why I have gotten so all in on this, is I've seen it work. My mother, who doesn't text me very often, sends me a message after Easter Sunday and says, son, thank you for what you did in getting me this medication. I don't think I would have made it. I really don't. I've never felt so sick. And why? Because this damn baby boomer generation doesn't want to ask for help. They don't want to say, I need this. They don't want to call their kids and bother them. They don't want to disturb anybody. They don't want to go to the hospital. But the problem, Wayne, is if you don't go to the hospital early or you don't get this medication early,
by the time
you get to the hospital, it's game over.
Right.
And the worst part about it is they know that now.
Now, let me mention another miracle story. Joey, let me mention another miracle story. We're talking with Joey Gilbert, former boxing champion, currently a practicing attorney in Reno, Nevada, and both his parents' lives were saved by hydroxychloroquine. Here's in Talkers Magazine today. Okay, my radio agents, Paul Anderson and John McConnell, are my radio agents. They represent me in the radio business. John McConnell narrowly escaped the clutches of COVID-19 thanks to hydroxychloroquine after being admitted to the Cleveland Clinic Indian River Hospital in Vero Beach, Florida, in very bad shape with pneumonia. McConnell and his wife made out their wills and said their goodbyes to each other, expecting he was going to die. Staff were preparing to put him on a ventilator, and Premier Network superstar Sean Hannity, see, I didn't know about this. No one told me John was sick. I don't know how Sean found out, but Sean Hannity intervened by arranging with Dr. Oz, who's on my show all the time, regularly, to connect with McConnell's doctor and arrange for this therapy with hydroxychloroquine, and McConnell soon began to feel better, recover, and he's now out of the hospital. Amazing stories, again and again and again.
Wayne, they're across the world. Go look at South Korea, Spain, Italy, France, Brazil, if they do it right, even Mexico. And it's got to be hydroxychloroquine and hydroxychloroquine in the exact dosage right out of France, right out of South Korea. And you've got a Dr. Zelenko in New York. Probably heard about this guy.
On my show. On my show.
100% success rate. I mean, this guy only had 12 intubations. He lost one leg. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, what more do you need? At the end of the day, Governor Sisolak, please, this is us pleading for you. Stop this BS and make this available. Stop with the limitations. Stop with the ban. If you have a positive test and progress symptoms, you get on this. If you're younger, observe them. I know plenty of people that have made it right through this. But if you're in what we call high risk, above 60, you've had chronic medical issues or you have an autoimmune disorder, dispense. And the last thing I want to say, Wayne, that's so important, is the state is standing behind. The Board of Pharmacy says there's a supply issue. Well, let me tell you this. I have called CVS. I have called Walgreens. I have called Save Mart. I have called the Costco Pharmacy. They all have enough. on the shelves to treat the positive patients we have right now, and they say the supply issue is BS. And one step further, I've got lawyers reaching out to me for everywhere. The four distributors, the four manufacturers on their website, you can go check it, Amil Pharmaceuticals, Loris Labs Limited, Mylan Pharmaceuticals, and Sandoz all have it available for purchase right now in stock. So when they tell me there's a problem and they can't get it, they're absolutely fibbing, they're lying, and they're using this as a political tool and weapon to create havoc on this state, to keep our casinos from opening, and to make this the worst, like, suppression they can to unseat Trump. That's what this is all about.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I'm afraid to even say those things, and yet it's so clear that's what's happening.
I'm not anymore.
They want to just destroy the economy.
I was given the governors the benefit of the doubt at first. I thought, you know what? But then we've done some stuff. Wayne, you'd be so proud of us. I've got a team of killers, some of the best attorneys out there. They're sending freedom of information requests. We're getting back from the Board of Pharmacy. They had no emergency. They had to go back retroactively and get a pill count. But when they made that knee-jerk political reaction, it was based off fewer than 10 calls from doctors and dentists that were trying to be proactive. There was no run on the medication. There was no shortage. They were wiped out of it.
Joey, you have to understand, there's a Rasmussen poll out that shows only 18% of Democrats would be willing to take hydroxychloroquine if they knew they were very sick with coronavirus. This is madness. This proves once and for all, Democrats are insane. They're absolutely insane with Trump derangement syndrome, and that includes the governor of our state. Joey Gilbert, great interview. Love to have you on. We'll have you on again real soon. Former boxing champion, currently attorney in Reno, Nevada. Thank God your mom and dad are making a recovery because of Trump's drug. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, man, we're going to stay in the trenches, Wayne. Thank you.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Yeah, look, I agree with Joey. I don't think there's any question. I mean, look, this isn't a hoax. It's a real terrible pandemic. It's real. Just like there was the Spanish flu, just like there was the swine flu, just like there was all kinds of things that have been around in history and even in my recent history of my life, right? There's always pandemics. This is a real pandemic. Ebola was a horrible thing. But you don't need to shut down the economy. The shutting down the economy part, in my opinion, was that part was just absolutely not, that was man-made. That was fraudulent and stupid. I think there were some liberal Democrats that wanted it done and still want it done to hurt the economy and make people poor and make people like Cuba or Venezuela and make sure Trump doesn't get reelected. And then I think there's also the doctors. I certainly am not someone who thinks Fauci or Birx are terrible people. I think they're trying their best to save people. But guess what? You could try your best to save people and hurt them. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I think by trying to save America from millions of deaths that were never going to be there, they destroyed the economy and destroyed a lot of people's lives. You know, and as those people commit suicide, is anyone going to ever ask for Fauci to take responsibility? You know, Fauci, Birx, the person with that Ian Ferguson with that computer model in England, is anyone going to ever ask them to pay for the trillions in damage to the American economy? How about China? Is anyone going to ask China to pay for the trillions in damage to the American economy? Because in the end, they really caused it. All right. They also caused gold to soar and silver to soar. And I saw a great article today by a great precious metals expert who thought silver will soar much more than gold because people are kind of broke now. And because people are broke, they can't afford to pay for gold. You could buy silver for $16 an ounce. You could buy gold for $1,700 and change an ounce. So more people can afford silver than gold. For that reason alone, he seems to think silver is going to soar more than gold. Finest known as this amazing silver eagle, American silver eagle, offer. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. And for a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. What does that mean? That means that Finest Known buys it for X dollars. They'll charge you that X dollars. They'll show you the receipt. You will get it at a wholesale price. Dealer cost is wholesale price. They will make a penny on the first order with you. Their hope is that you enjoy doing business with them, and you're thankful. There's an order number two and an order number three and an order number four. You can make money in this world if you're a capitalist, if you're not a pig. And Finest Known is not a pig. Okay? They're willing to literally give it to you at dealer wholesale cost, the first order, up to 100 American Silver Eagles. And if you buy 100, by the way, you get the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929 or finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Of course, coronavirus and reopening economies is the number one story, but there has to be room for other stories too, other good news, especially the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, grants environmental waiver to speed the Texas border wall construction. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, Trump administration. Thank you, Trump DHS. Department of Homeland Security granted an expedited environmental waiver to move the construction of 15 miles of new border wall system segments forward in South Texas. The project consists of five non-contiguous segments in areas where no physical barrier currently exists. They issued an expedited environmental waiver on April 15th. To Customs and Border Protection officials to move forward the construction of the new border wall systems along the Rio Grande in South Texas, Rio Grande River, obviously. So that's good news. It's the busiest sector in the nation, and for the year to date, accounts for approximately 25% of illegal alien apprehensions and ranks first in seized cocaine, methamphetamine, and marijuana along the entire southwest border. Customs border officials report the majority of the activity occurred in the areas where we have limited infrastructure, access, mobility, and technology. So the exact place where all the drugs are getting in, all the crimes, and all the criminals, and all the murderers, that exact spot is where we're building the wall. And it's expedited. Go ahead and build it. It's done. You got it. Isn't that good news? I think it's good news. Coming up, I'll give you good news about Vegas, because there's a plan in place that appears to reopen all the casinos, which has to mean the small businesses are all going to be open a couple weeks before that, right? The casinos, the hard ones to open. I think that'll be Labor Day. I mean, Memorial Day weekend. And I think probably by May 15th, all the small businesses will be open. I'm hoping May 1st. But, you know, we have a Democrat governor. He's a guy who banned hydroxychloroquine. Come on. You got to be kidding me. Trump derangement syndrome lives in its finest in the head of our governor, Steve Sisolak. So is he going to let the economy open on May 1st? I don't know. Let me tell you the good news. There's a pact between three suicidal governors, Governor of California, Newsom, Governor of Oregon, Governor of Washington. They're all going to open at the same time with the same rules. The rules are so ridiculously onerous and draconian, they'll be lucky to open by 2025. I'm not kidding. It's going to be many, many months. People are crazy. Let them go their own way. I said that earlier in the week. Let the Republican governors open, let the Democrat governors stay closed, and we will kick their ass in November when people see the results. But the only good thing going for us in Nevada, even with our Trump derangement syndrome Governor Sisolak, is that the casino owners basically own the politicians. Let's face it. You're owned by the billionaires who run the Vegas Strip and the hundreds of thousands of employees whose jobs depend on them. So they've got their boot on Sisolak's neck. Trust me when I tell you, he's going to reopen sooner than any of them.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.